Thank you, Frank. Here we are, 100 years from the beginning of our family feud, and we are celebrating it, not celebrating it, but commemorating this great disturbance that we had in our family. And it's good, I think, to look back and see what fire there was that welded us into a union, and to look at it, folk songs of the Civil War as documents of that time. I'd like to bring you a little group here of songs that that I've collected here, there, and yonder of the Civil War. First, I would go to a gentleman who has meant almost as much to me as Nathan Hicks and Frank Prophet and his tribe on Beach Mountain and around, and that's an old gentleman in the Adirondack Mountains of New York State up the Hudson River, way back in the mountains at Minerva. He was a little boy in the Civil War, and his brother came home sorely wounded, as he said, and died in that room next to him. And he always had great feeling about the Civil War, and he had great songs about it. One of them I want to sing for you, which has only one stanza. He knew 16 stanzas of the Flying Cloud, and I don't know what all. He knew every song about everything that happened in the United States, but he only remembered one stanza about the Battle of Bull Run. I would like for you to hear him, please. He's dead and gone, but I'm a reporter, and I would like to bring him to you. He was of Irish extraction, and it comes out in the song. Now, here's the way Yankee John Galusha sang that song to me in his kitchen one night in the Adirondack Mountains after we'd been talking about the Civil War. This day would be remembered by America's noble sons if it hadn't been for Irishmen. What would our union done? 'Twas hand to hand we fought 'em all in the broiling sun. Stripped to the pants, we did advance at the Battle of Bull Run. That's the way the old man sang, you see. That's the way he sounded to me. Yeah.